Hi everyone, I'm Madonna Guy and you're here with The Natural Alternative. Welcome. I've spent 31 years working with people with chronic conditions, and two of my favorite supplements are Cerule Stem Enhance and TriGLP. And today I want to talk about how they're going to help people with cerebral palsy. Cerebral palsy is a lifelong brain injury. It affects muscle tone, balance, coordination, and the body's ability to relax. So many people with cerebral palsy live with severe muscle spasms, chronic pain, difficulty walking and balancing, fatigue, joint stress, a fascia that tightens constantly, and a nervous system that never switches off fully. And the truth is, none of this is their fault. It's the way the neurology has been wired. So most people with cerebral palsy rely on a combination of medical supports to manage their symptoms: pain medications, muscle relaxants, Botox injections to reduce spasticity, bracing, stretching programs, physiotherapy, and occupational therapy. So these two tools are incredibly important. They help people function, move, and get through the day. But they don't always address the internal environment, the inflammation, the tissue quality, the fascia hydration, the energy systems that sit underneath the spasm and the pain. So where do stem cells and GLP peptides fit in? So these two natural physiological systems become really interesting with cerebral palsy, not as replacements for medical care, but as supports for the body's own repair and regulation. Cerule Stem Enhance helps release more of your own adult stem cells into circulation. Stem cells naturally migrate towards inflammation, micro injury, stress tissue, and areas of high metabolic demand. Cerebral palsy creates all of these. So, supporting stem cell availability may help the body respond more effectively to ongoing tissue stress. GLP peptides supports the environment that the stem cells work in. So TriGLP supports GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP, three little peptides with over 500 downstream effects. These are 100% natural and safe with no side effects. GLP-1 calms inflammatory signaling, supports autonomic balance, and may reduce the constant fight or flight tone that worsens spasm. GLP-2 helps to support gut integrity, improves nutrient absorption, improves fascia hydration and collagen turnover, and supports lymphatic flow. And GIP influences bone and muscle metabolism, supports mitochondrial energy, and helps tissue cope with load and fatigue. So together, these peptides help to create a calmer, more hydrated, less inflamed internal environment, the exact environment that stem cells need to function well. So how does this complement medical care? Pain medications, Botox, bracing, and stretching, they all work on the outside of the problem. Stem cells and GLP peptides help work on the inside. The terrain, the tissue quality, the inflammation, the energy systems. They don't replace medical care. They don't cure cerebral palsy, but they may support better tissue recovery, better calmer muscle tone, improved comfort, better response to your physio, less reactive fascia, and more stable energy. And for people living with cerebral palsy, any improvement in comfort, mobility, or ease matters. So, if you're exploring ways to support someone with cerebral palsy or you have cerebral palsy yourself, alongside your medical team, understanding stem cells and the GLP peptide system can open up new possibilities for comfort and quality of life. I've put a link in the comment below if you'd like to learn more about these two tools. Have a fabulous day.